This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook, coastradio.org, wherever you are in the world. Cape Breton, hang in there. Seychelles, New York, Wyoming, California, anywhere in the world. I just named the North Americans. You, let me know where you are. Give you a shout out. It is time for Arts Live and Local. And this is Carol, your host. And it's a gorgeous day, of course, because where we are, it's always beautiful. 55 degrees, crazy. Showers, of course. And the low around 50, and about the same for the next 3 days. I'm going to put a little bit of music on, and then we'll be right back at you. Thanks for being here, folks. Music from El Salvador, but I'm dedicating this show to an event that happened and the strength of the people who survived and continue to survive. 30 years ago tomorrow, many of us will remember the murder of 6 Jesuit priests from Central America University, plus their cook and her teenage daughter. They were fighting for the poor. They were working for the poor. They weren't fighting for anybody. But the rest of the country leaders were. Their mantra was, be a patriot, kill a priest. And the U.S. officials were right there. There was a witness. She's still alive. And if you tune into the radio today or tomorrow, or just look for El Salvador, you'll find it. We can do better. We all can do better. Here on Arts Live and Local, we do better, a lot better, because we heal folks, and that's through the arts. I've got 3 wonderful artists here, and I've seen their show. It's terrific. I couldn't squeeze them in last week, but I thought, hey, this is maybe even better, because now people have had a chance to see the show. Penny Treat is here. She's the leader of the gang, and is that right, Penny? Penny's being quiet. I'm not sure. This is scary. What's going on here?
I think I'm scaring her. No, we just call ourselves a six-pack.
A six-pack. There are 6 artists showing. I've only got 3 here, but that's powerful enough. So the show is at the Astoria Visual Arts Gallery, which is on the corner of 10th and Duane in Astoria, obviously. Lovely gallery in that fantastic blue building. You can't miss it. The name of the show is Edge. And I am going to let my guests, Penny Treat and Kirsten Horning. Hi, Kirsten.
Hi, Jen.
Who has been here before, both of them, of course. And Betsy Nelson?
Nelson.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
Yeah.
Now, who are you? Have you been here before?
No, I haven't.
Aha. Uh-huh. We have ourselves a virgin, folks. We have a radio virgin. And it looks like she wasn't even warned. That's great. Welcome to Coast Community Radio. It's lovely to have new people. And do you live?
I live in Washington State.
Far? Or just across
the... No, on the
peninsula. Oh, okay.
North of Penny. Way north of Penny.
Right.
As far north of Penny as I can get.
Well, the thing is, the truth is, however, the peninsula isn't that big. So
she just can't get away from it.
No. And that's a good thing because that's how the show came together. Why don't you tell us? Kirsten is an Oregonian. Where do you live, Kirsten?
I live in Seaside.
You live in Seaside. Come a little closer. Yeah. And you've been there for, that's what you've always...
Probably about 20 years. Before that, I lived in Astoria.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to figure out. Okay. I follow these people around, I'm telling you. Okay. So, Penny, first of all, tell us who the three other artists are.
Okay. Well, we have Annalee Larimore. Mm-hmm. She's from Chinook. We have Kristen Schock, who mm-hmm. is, of course, professor of art and design and painting at Clatsop Community College. Mm-hmm. And Marie Powell.
Okay.
Marie Powell has a gallery in Iwako, as most people know.
And New Zealand.
And New Zealand.
Right.
And, you know, good fortune knocked when Annie Escalin contacted me 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be wonderful to get others together. Mm-hmm. So I called up my buddies, and I know them all. Mm-hmm. I've had the pleasure of painting with them and being part of the art community, and they all said yes. And we are grateful to mm-hmm. AVA, the board, for letting us have this opportunity because it's a strong message we're sending, and each artist has a different point of view.
Okay, now let's step back a little bit. What's it all about? The name is Edge. What's the message? And then we'll let the other artists tell their form. But what was your concept?
Well, I guess, you know, this is the first time I've sort of organized my thoughts in a way to talk about what I did. Mm-hmm. And this is and basically, if the art that an artist paints as a reflection of themselves, then what you'll see is me there. Because I've painted endangered and threatened animals for years. Animals, birds, flowers, I mean, not flowers, but birds, bees, herons, anything that's endangered. Mm-hmm. I feel strongly about that. And the things that are really in my face are, you know, like this issue, current mm-hmm. issue of Audubon, that talks about birds can't fight climate change. We can.
Okay.
We can.
So was this when you first...
Well, we got together. We got together as a group, and we talked about, you know, what would be the theme of the show.
Okay.
What would we like to say? What would our mission be in our own way? And so, Kirsten.
Okay, I'm going to let each of them talk. But
the things that really infected me.
This was a group decision.
Yes. Okay. Yes. To call it Edge.
Okay. So your passion.
My passion was world scientists led by OSHU declare climate emergency in yesterday's paper.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I can ignore that. As an environmental artist, I have to paint for it. I have to paint for it as long as I can to get the message out that we can do something. We can plant trees. We can all plant a tree. It makes a huge difference on carbon.
So how did this go from your strong feelings and passions onto the canvas?
Well, when you talk about virgins, I was a virgin with oil. So
used oil.
I've been watercolor and woodblock mm-hmm. and printmaking, monoprints. So So for me, the challenge was in a dual mm-hmm. way. How could I, in a realistic way and also an abstract way, get the message across? And so one of mine, called Edge, actually has, it's a Arctic, this Arctic ice that's melting, and you see the reflection below of all the animals that are in the piece, but they're not obvious. You have to look for the animals. Mm-hmm. So there mm-hmm. are polar bears, and as we know, the plight of some of the polar bears, mm-hmm. there are other animals there. So,
okay.
And then the others are more direct, like the sanderlings. Everyone can see the
sanderlings. Well, I saw butterflies, too.
Yes, by the way, guess what you have? You have a monarch on your delightful shirt.
It's not a coincidence. This is...
Thank you for that, because you know it takes three generations to get the monarch to us.
We have Bob Pyle living here. We can't not know all about monarchs.
Of course. Thank you for that.
So tell me,
Carol, for that.
Betsy, where did you come from on this show?
Well, I came a little bit late to the party, and I wasn't there when they came up with the concept or the title of the show. Mm-hmm. But my take on it is a little bit differently.
Sure.
It's the edge is where I live, the mm-hmm. edge of the ocean, nice. Where the ocean, the sky, mm-hmm. the land meet. And also the artistic part about edges. Hard edge, soft edge, lost edge, found edge. And since my environment is the ocean, the bay, it does kind of tie into some mm-hmm. of what Penny's talking about, because you can't get away from any of that right here on the beach.
Right.
You know?
Awareness, yeah.
Yeah, because what comes ashore.
So since I don't know you and I've never seen your work before, have you been painting for a long time?
Or probably about 25 years.
And here in this area?
No. I originally came from Massachusetts. And when we found the peninsula, it reminded both my husband and I of Cape Cod, huh. before Cape Cod became the monster that it is now.
Yeah, so. I'm here because of Vermont.
Oh, so. Okay. Are you a potter?
I live in the country,
yeah.
not on
yeah.
the ocean, on yeah. the river, so
yeah.
we'll talk. And Kirsten, whose work I've enjoyed for years, what inspired you for this show? What did it mean to you, Edge?
Well, I guess I call mine the edge of urban, and that's where the natural world meets the civilized world, I guess. And just within the past couple of years, I've had plenty of experiences where nature has kind of pushed back, and I don't want to say invaded the civilized territory, but
taking back its own, perhaps.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the three pieces that, the three woodblocks that I did, depict those instances. One of the instances was a black bear in our neighborhood in Seaside.
I saw that.
And
whoa.
Yeah. That really surprised me because... Yeah. Where did the bear come from? How did he get to our neighborhood?
You know what's amazing? You heard me give a shout out to Nova Scotia. My Nova Scotia friend who right now is back in Cape Breton, lives in Squamish now. And she sent me a picture a few months ago of herself. And between her, she's looking right at the camera. It's a selfie. Between her and her house, there's a great big black bear. And I thought it was a setup, and it was not. And this is, yeah, it seems to be happening more and more. And then, so when I saw yours, I went, whoa, what's going on here? So, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Interesting what you're saying about the edge, because I know that your husband was here when the, back in, what was that, the 60s? He was a child in Seaside mm-hmm. when
the tsunami of 64?
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. And that was quite an amazing story. So when you talked about that, kind of that part of the edge, so. Yeah, well, I love the idea because that that word brings up lots of different ideas for each person, and nice that each of you was able to express. When Penny told me that there were six people, I'm thinking, it's not a huge gallery. However, one nice thing that's happened with the AVA gallery is they have this movable wall.
Yes,
that really is new, yes. And it really makes a difference. It gives a whole new two full sides for people to show.
And I have to say that I give shout out to Penny and and Betsy. They did a really fabulous job of hanging the show.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's real work, figuring out how to make it come together. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a beautiful show. AVA Gallery, again, is right on the corner. It's the big blue building. It's got 13 artists upstairs, and the gallery is right on the corner. They're only open Fridays and Saturdays, but there's this big glass window, and even with the new wall, you can still peek in and see much of the art.
Fortunately, we're going to be open Thursdays
and
Sundays. Sunday is 11 to 4.
Okay.
And the other days are 12 to 5.
That's right. You folks are going to...
Yes.
That's
The
wonderful.
Artists are going to be there
Good
on Thursdays and Sundays. So it's a great opportunity to meet
Absolutely.
To meet us and hang with us. And,
right.
And there's some lovely work by Marie Powell, of course,
yes.
And also
Kristen
Emily
Thermal. And Annalie. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for putting the show together. This was great because it's quite the mixture of artists, too. Obviously, I didn't even know Betsy, and I didn't really know Annalie. I still don't know Annalie. So I like the idea of...
Yeah, it's...
Mix it up.
Mix it up, and they all have a voice. They're all talented, creative.
Right. And different.
And different.
Yeah.
And different.
Good job, Penny.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
Congratulations to you all.
Thank you.
And the nice thing about going to a gallery... When it's not Art Walk, I have to admit, is that you get to see the art. I did that. I couldn't go to Art Walk last week, so what I did was, in the afternoon, I went to all my favorite galleries, because nowadays there's so many. So the rest I can go during the week, but I got my own Art Walk.
It's a joy. This area is becoming such a destination for art. And part of that, Carol, is because of you and your commitment to the arts.
I appreciate that. I don't agree. I think it's all of us, but thank
you so
much. Look
at you with your butterfly.
My monarch butterfly. Thanks again for coming in. The Astoria Visual Arts Gallery, and you can check them out online as well. Let's see. I do have some music lined up, and I'm going to put it on for you. I'm not even sure what it is now. Thanks, folks, for being here. Got some great surprises coming up, maybe even some live music. We'll see.
My black snake and my donkey keep the predators at bay. The coyotes and the copperheads stay well enough away. The power that protects me is a circle made of salt. But when you come to get me, I won't feel a thing at all. The vultures that surround me ride the thermals up on high. Yeah, ever since you found me, I'm afraid that I might die.
The scarab on my pillow whispers vespers as I sleep. You saved me from the sparrows, now my soul is yours to keep. Come morning, we awaken to a garnet colored sky. The mirror cracked and broken, making X's of my eyes. Can't turn away the darkness, so instead I hold you tight.
Yeah, ever since you found me, I'm afraid that I might die. Light your fire, sing a song.
shines just for me. There's a night without a moon. It comes just for you.
This is music by a group, a duo called Charming Disaster, with their album Spells and Rituals. And they will be at, where will they be? I think it's the, yes, the 23rd. They'll be at the Sou'wester. Elia and Jeff. Charming Disaster, very dramatic and lots of fun, I believe. However, what's coming up now is completely different. The music that my guest is going to talk about. Well, it's also dramatic, though, isn't it? Russian music is pretty darn dramatic.
Russian classical music, yes.
Yes, yes.
And,
the voice you recognize as Charlene Larson. She's here with to tell us about the, what is it called this time, North Coast Chamber Orchestra?
It still is. So okay. It is North Coast Chamber Orchestra.
Which was part of North Oregon Coast Symphony. So that's
right.
All, when you hear somebody talking about North Oregon Coast Symphony, they really mean this.
North Coast Chamber Orchestra,
yes.
And it's based on the size of the group.
Exactly. Same, some of this, a lot of the same folks, and the same conductor, Corey Peterson.
So. Correct.
So you have a concert tonight.
We have a concert tonight.
Okay.
And the headline is audiences are rushing to Nehalem for this.
Oh, that's cute. Very cute.
So,
let's tell people, when they hear Nehalem these days, they all think of NCRD. This
right.
is St. Catharines.
Right.
And have you played there before?
I have, and
okay.
It's a wonderful setting. It really is,
I
because it's in the round.
Oh,
and
nice.
Kind of octagonal-shaped sanctuary, and it's lovely, lovely to play in. And
nice.
The audience is all around you also.
Wow.
And lovely windows and,
ooh,
and
it sounds
just
terrific.
Real nice ambiance.
Okay.
So
that's tonight at 7.
Right. And our music conductor, Corey Peterson, has chosen kind of as the theme, The Mighty Handful, Russian classical music. So we're presenting 5 of the 19th century Russian composers as part of this program. And also playing with us and soloing is Diane Amos, wonderful pianist.
Yes.
From Cannon
nice.
Beach. And
nice.
So when we say Nehalem,
yeah.
you make the big curve at Manzanita, and it's the second church on the right, St. Catherine's Episcopal Church.
Right, so it's between Manzanita and Nehalem.
And Nehalem.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And I didn't realize it's right on the highway. Though.
Right on the highway.
Okay, that makes it easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
And who are the five?
The five
composers.
Are Balakirev, Chuy, Mazursky, Rimsky-Korsakov, and Borodin.
Okay.
So they're
I recognize
all
some
of that
of them.
characteristic Russian sound to yeah. their music, and it's a lot of it was based on village songs.
Right, folk
of
music.
That 19th century era of the Cossack.
Right.
And
we don't like the costumes.
Dancers and
no,
the
we
church,
like the dancers.
Yeah, church choirs and
right.
tolling of church bells. So
right.
the group is really excited about, you know, how this is going to be presented. So the Steppes of Central Asia by Borodin.
Nice.
Most folks would,
nice. Yes.
would recognize that.
Yeah.
And then Diane Amos is going to do a piano concerto by Shostakovich.
Oh, nice.
And then we do several more. One from themes from Scheherazade
mm-hmm.
by Rimsky-Korsakov.
Mm-hmm.
And then a piece with
Diane on the Piano Again by Rachmaninoff.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those kind of...
It's a full program.
It's a full program.
Yeah.
It's a full program. And
how many...
Go
ahead.
So we have about 25 members in the chamber orchestra. So you have full complement of violins, viola, cello, double bass, and then your soloists are really in flute, clarinet, bassoon, French horn, trumpet, and trombone, and then your pianist.
And where did you mention the bass, the stand-up bass, which my guest plays in this group?
Yes.
You're definitely in there.
I am not playing for this particular event.
Oh, no wonder.
My busy schedule got in the way of rehearsals. So,
my
good friend Cindy Mills is on stand-up bass.
Okay.
And then this concert will be repeated on Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center here in Astoria, 16th and Franklin.
The Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
16th and Franklin. And both of these are tickets at the door, or
tickets
what?
Are at the door.
Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
And it's $10 for adults.
We don't do prices, so
that's
okay.
But it's affordable.
It's definitely affordable.
Yeah.
And the pack is certainly large enough. I don't know, St. Catharines. How big a space is that? Do you have any idea?
It's a smaller venue, so you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing, as I said,
nice.
the audience does surround you.
I like it.
But you have, I think, that kind of setting
mm-hmm.
is nice for a chamber orchestra because it puts you back in that era of the 19th century and how chamber orchestras performed.
Right. So that's at 7 o'clock this evening at St. Catharines. And obviously, from what we just said, tickets at the door. Get there a little early so you can be sure to have a seat. And then on Sunday, the same concert at the Performing Arts Center in Astoria, 16th and Franklin. And that's at 3 o'clock. It's still good to get there early and choose your seats, but I don't think you'll get shut out. That holds 250 people. So.
Right. And we're hoping for a good audience.
Oh, yeah. Well, Do you foresee the North Coast Chamber Orchestra staying at that size for a while now?
I would think so.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing to me when new people move into the area
mm-hmm.
that they're coming with their talents.
Mm-hmm.
So our concert master for this event is new to the area.
Oh.
And Madison Solgan.
Huh.
And he comes from the California area and also teaches violin.
Nice.
So
you mean the new mama is not playing?
Our concert mistress is on a temporary leave with her brand new daughter.
Right.
So.
So somebody's got to take care of the baby.
That's right. That's right.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in, Charlene, and letting us get it understood, because I've been hearing we've always had trouble with the name, with Knox even. That's why I say Knox. David Hall hated it, but I get the whole name, North Oregon Coast Symphony. However, no, that is now quieted down a little bit to North Coast Chamber Orchestra, and it's a wonderful group. So enjoy the concert, and you don't even have any... No wonder you could come in today. No pressure on you.
No pressure
that's
on
great.
Me. No,
okay.
I'm going to make the coffee.
Oh, that sounds familiar. Thanks so much for coming in, Charlene.
Thank you.
Okay. And again, that's tonight and Sunday. Got some music for you from Tyler Bird, who is opening for Quickendale at the Sou'wester tomorrow evening. It's an 8 o'clock concert. Thanks for being here, folks. Stay tuned. We've got a bevy of fun folks coming. ¶¶
I'm just a little afraid of hard work. Otherwise I'd be here, I mean, first thing every morning. Hell, I'd even sleep here. You know, that's not a bad idea neither, 'cause I've been evicted and, oh, I love sleeping in. Once I stop slipping, you couldn't know where I'll go when I'm dreaming. Yeah, girls dreaming. When we kiss, plastic in our sunglasses click together like claws, and I can tell you're thinking crazy thoughts. Bikini wags the dog, put cocktail nurses round our baby. It's okay to hate yourself sometimes. You just can't do it all the time. Because you know where that'll get you. Look, I know I'm butting in, and you seem fine. Honest, you do. But it would be my honor to hold. This figured out and listen, look, believe me, Katie, believe me, admit it, sometimes you don't
dream.
Thanks, girls, that's
dream, dream.
That's what I don't know,
dream.
That's what I wanna know.
Yes, that was Tyler Bird, who is opening for Mike Coykendale. Coykendall. What a great name. C-O-Y. Oh, all kinds of good things happening in here. And they are at the Southwester tomorrow evening. There's a lot going on around here, but right now I have, as you all know, one of my favorite, well, I'm not sure what we're going to call them now, because they're, I'm just going to put all these microphones on. I was going to say one of my favorite bands forever. It's been, I always introduce you like that, but this time I have Meester and Meester here.
Hello.
You know who they are.
It's always a pleasure to come visit with you, Carol.
Why, thank you. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. You're spread out so much. So here's the deal. That would be, I'm going to let them say their names correctly because I always say it wrong.
Hi, Carol.
Please say your name.
Hi, I'm Bela.
Last name, please.
Balog.
See, I always say it wrong.
That's okay. Most people do.
Balog.
Balog. Balog, yes.
Balog.
I include my middle name, Raphael.
Balog. It's true. Hungarian.
Yes.
It's Magyar.
Yes.
My family was too.
I know.
We never spoke
that
way.
That's why we connect
Balog.
So well.
something like that. And Bela Balogh. And the other, that's easier. I get your last name wrong, too.
Well, give it a go, Carol. Let's see how
okay,
you do.
Okay, Courtney, yeah. Got yep. that part.
Yep.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to... It ends with like an A sound is the problem, doesn't it?
Well, it does if you mispronounce it.
Oh! No, so maybe I've been pronouncing it correctly.
Well, and if you do pronounce it correctly...
I was saying Courtney Van Drael.
Well, that is pretty good. I put in Van Drele. I put an E on the end.
Okay.
See? But that's not an A, because some people call me Van Drele.
You're right.
Yeah, like Dracula.
Drele.
Yeah. But we have no sort
And that
of,
must be Dutch or
we've
something.
We've only known you 18
what is that?
Years.
I know. Ooh, 18. L'chaim. How wonderful. Is that Dutch?
No, because Von is German. It means of the town of Drele. And if it was Van, it would mean that I'm a great Dutch artist, which I'm not.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'm too, but I'm doing okay.
Yeah. You are. You're all over the place. Your name keeps popping up with all these different groups. But as if that is not enough, it would be Dayenu. However, instead, we have two other fabulous musicians here. And their instruments, they brought with them, unlike Meester and Meester, who may be able to... knowing these two, they could probably create instruments from their, like that. But the two that I'm thinking of right now would be Deke Guidi. Hi, Deke.
Hello. Another very tricky name.
Oh, God,
you know,
yes.
We really are having the name Olympics in
oh,
here today.
Oh, my goodness.
With,
you yeah. are four
Bunch
of them.
Weird names.
Yeah.
All four of you. Have you heard what people, I'm sure you have, what people do?
Diak.
Diak. All week people have been
saying. Dirk.
On this radio station, even people have been calling you Diak. And I
thought his name was Duke.
Well, we did have Rex Zeke, who people call Ziak, and he isn't. He's Zeke, and you're Deke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, folks, you got that? This is local.
This is
local lore.
Very important.
Very important, too. Mm-hmm. And the fourth person, and the only, except for me, of course, woman in the room, young though she is, would be Minta Hefker. Is that right? Chloe, how do
Honestly,
you say it?
Carol, I don't really know how to pronounce my last name. A lot of people like switch it between like Hefker and Hefker, so I don't really know anymore.
Well, you know, there's a guy sitting out there in the lobby who might know.
Like your dad.
He's not here, but he does carry that name. As a matter of fact, I think he gave you that name.
Yes.
That's where it came from. So I haven't played any music from them yet because I did say maybe we'd have live music. And we could always have... tell us what you're doing. Tonight is going to be some kind of a celebration.
It is. It's a celebration.
It's a celebration. You got to get right into the mic.
It's
happening at...
Yep. Here we go.
Oh, my God. I've got these gorgeous people in
Here
the room.
Go.
I've got to grab my Wii camera.
There we go. It's true, Carol. It's a big celebration, and it's devoted to everyone that shows up. It's a celebration for those in attendance.
I see.
And it's also a celebration for us because this is the first time that we all have performed together. Of course, Bela and I perform together quite frequently.
All the time.
Minta's is one of our favorite guest artists and also directly related to the band. So that also gives her an advantage in our favorite pile.
She's our little sister.
But this is our first time working with Deke. And
is that right?
Yes.
Really? Oh, yes. Oh wow. I can't believe that.
Well,
it's perfect.
It is.
You two even look alike.
That's what we were realizing, that we're wearing the same hat and dress.
One's got fur on his face and one doesn't, but other than that, you look alike.
I feel an affinity.
Affinity.
And that's reflected in the music, too.
Yes.
Okay, so this is happening this evening at Carruthers, which is at the corner of 12th and Marine Drive. It is the North West Corner. Go yes. figure it out. You can't miss it. It's a gorgeous, beautiful. Huge restaurant. And at night, especially, the lights light up. And it's
magical.
Yeah, it is magical, actually.
and elegant.
Elegant for sure, yes. always. And I understand the food's pretty good, too.
Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, and the service is great. But tonight, you're going to get something really divine. And that is these four, somehow or other, are going to put together a program. Please, tell us how. How is this going to work? And why?
Well, because it's a good idea.
Yeah.
When you get all these talented people together, yeah. And as you know, Carol,
yes.
Three Leg Torso doesn't often perform with singers.
I know.
But
and we miss it.
Well, and we miss it too. So we've started to embrace more opportunities. And Minta's father, Chris, alerted us that Deke has a fabulous voice.
Oh, fabulous.
Is an adventuresome fellow.
Yes.
And as well as liking kayaking, is a pretty good singer.
For those
I'm known for my kayaking.
Yes.
No, I am not at all. I am not at all, Bela.
But for those who, you know, I was kind of taking for granted that the microphones are all open. Be careful. I was mistakenly taking for granted that everybody would know who Deke is because he lives here and he is, in addition to being a professor of rhetoric at the college. And I still, after all these years, don't really know what that means. He tells me every time and I can't get it in my head. But for me, the most exciting part, and I can't remember which way I met him first, whether it was theater or music. Theater.
It was theater.
Theater. Mm-hmm. And Deke was fantastic on the stage
and
doing
theater.
And you booed
me off the stage?
And
yes.
I properly booed him because he was a bad guy,
he was
right?
a bad guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's... I did. I probably hissed you off.
You did. You hissed me off stage.
That's my style.
Yes.
However, then he shows up as this gorgeous opera singer. He actually is a professional opera singer who hides out in Astoria... luckily for us, and performs with the Astoria Music Festival, but also travels, don't you? You mm-hmm. go to other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. I've sung with Portland Opera. I've sung with Tacoma, mm-hmm. Eugene.
Right.
Bend.
Different roles?
Different roles.
In different languages?
Languages. Yeah. I've sung Russian, German, French, English, Italian, Spanish.
Do you do all those languages, Courtney?
Because I play the accordion, I play in all those languages.
Yes. See, Courtney and I have a very special connection because of that.
I'm sure. Bela, what about you?
Yes.
Is your language...
I'm a kayaker.
I am. I kayak 8 miles a day.
Is that
I'm
right?
serious, yes.
Oh,
you
my.
Should see my body.
When did you... Bela, I hate to tell you this, but... I can see your body.
Oh, hello.
You look pretty darn good.
Thanks.
When did you start kayaking?
Oh, I've been kayaking for years, but I kayak and paddleboard alternately every other day. And about 8 miles a day.
Do you play your violin while you're kayaking?
No, I haven't done that yet, but I'm thinking of doing that around St. Paddy's Day.
That would be very interesting to observe.
Right.
Make sure somebody's filming
the
whole
thing. Oh, I'm sure
thing.
People do that every day anyway.
Yeah, I'm sure. So Bela is the incredible violinist. Do you call yourself a fiddler sometimes versus a violinist, or what, or does it matter to you? I think of you as a violinist.
I'm a fiddler.
You're a fiddler.
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 Yeah, fiddler.
I see.
Yeah, I do both. So, you know.
Violin
you,
and
yeah,
fiddle.
Yeah, nobody cares if you spill beer on a fiddle.
Yeah, it depends whose fiddle it is.
Right. Yeah. And if you spilled beer on my fiddle, I'd be pretty
You're
upset.
Big trouble.
Yeah.
Big trouble.
But no, I play the violin and the fiddle.
And do you play two different instruments to do that?
No. It's just how I play it. It
depends on the music.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a psychological thing.
It is.
And I've seen Bela go through a transformation. It's much like Clark Kent. Like he's playing violin, and the next tune is a fiddle tune. and he steps out of the room for a second. You can kind of see the wall pulsate. And then he steps out as a fiddler, and he's usually wearing like an Eastern European vest at that point.
Embroidered.
Yes,
yeah,
of course.
Embroidered, yep.
Of course.
By his great-grandmother. And then the music is entirely different. And then when we finish that piece, he goes back into his hidden space and contracts into his classical
stuff. Maybe it's a telephone booth back there, just like Clark Kent.
If I could, one of the things that does kind of draw all four of us together is that we've all performed with the Astoria Music Festival. Some of our most successful, memorable participatory audience appreciation, some of our biggest, most best-selling concerts have been at the hands of these wonderful gentlemen in three-legged torso, because they can bring a crowd to life. And they leave such a memorable mark on the festival, and they're such a crucial part of exploring all kinds of different music, and they really bring people in. And if I could say also about, as we know, Minta.
Yeah, she's coming up next, don't worry.
Yeah, made her second returning performance last year after she sang The Shepherdess in Tosca, which was very successful, and with Alan Glassman and Richard Zeller and Angela Brown and me.
These are Metropolitan Opera folks.
Metropolitan Opera singers. And last year she stole the show as the little bratty kid in Johnny Skeeky for the Young Artist Program.
It had nothing to do with her reality, right, Minta?
Not at all.
The little bratty kid? No.
In some ways, yes. Oh. In some ways, no.
Oh, Minta, I was trying to help you out. Oh. And it's just a thrill for me, especially, to get to be on stage with these guys, because I can sing, but as far as musicianship, I'm lacking in a lot of areas. Watch these two is a masterclass in understanding the beauty of music.
I agree.
I can't say enough about Minta's teacher, Lisa Nelson, and the wonderful work she does down at the Astoria Conservatory of Music, because Minta's going to blow your mind tonight. She's outstanding.
Well, she's blown my mind a few times already. I do want to add another thing that I think has come to light here, although not quite as much as it will when you see them in person. Three of them now. It used to be just the two of them. Now we've got three comedians. Deke's right in there. He can be just as corny. I mean, just as
you're
humorous.
Right. And no, you're all right. Corny, kind of stuff. I will take it.
So, Minta.
Yes?
What do you think dealing with that? Well, one of them's your relative. Uh-huh. Which one?
And the kind of weird one.
They're all
yeah,
like
they're
that.
Very.
That's musicians for you. Ooh. But is that how you got to sing with Three Legged Torso, though?
Okay. Well, so when I was 7 or 8, I think, I performed my first performance in Portland with them at like a market type thing. And I sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow with them.
Child labor.
Yes, and still childly. but then I kind of like, I think they might have thought I was good, but I'm not sure. And then...
We thought you were very good.
Okay, thank you. And they just kept on inviting me for a few like times until, and then now I'm 13 and just still singing, I guess.
Well, you've been taking singing classes with Lisa for a while.
I think it's been 3 years, I think. Mm-hmm.
And as Deke mentioned, because you played on this show, as a matter of fact, you played during a pledge drive on this show, on my show. Maybe it was my folk show or maybe it was this show, but you brought in the money That was pretty cool. Talk about exploitation. I can see it coming. Courtney's making faces already. He's protecting the children. But it was terrific. But you played, what was that, a ukulele?
Yes, a ukulele.
Ukulele. So what are you folks going to do tonight? How is this going to weave together?
Well, we've, I think originally, I don't know if Chris Minta's father was talking to Deke, but... You know, as Minta has been saying, we've been playing with Minta for half of her life.
That's right.
And yeah. Chris is always looking for us to expand the repertoire and for Minta to learn new things. Mm-hmm. And he had the fabulous idea of doing some duets between Minta and Deke.
Wow.
And so a couple tunes got proposed in particular, one from La Traviata and a famous drinking song called Brindisi. And during tonight's performance, each of the singers, Minta and Deke, will be drinking quite a lot. but because Minta's underage, her drink will be ginger ale.
I see.
Actually, it will just be H2O.
H2O.
Good for you.
What a strong singer.
Yeah. There we go.
What a strong singer.
And the other piece... is a natural for these two as because they are a bit of comedians, and it's the piece "Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better."
Oh, I love that.
By Berlin.
Yes.
Now
Irving.
Irving. Well, I've been a longtime fan of Berlin ever since I went through Checkpoint Charlie. And then imagine how surprised I was to learn there was a composer named after the city.
Yeah. Oh, I thought the city was named after the composer.
The city was named after Irving Berlin.
They changed it.
I think that's the way it went.
You know, Christmas, they changed it.
This good Jewish boy composing all these
Christmas
songs.
I just realized that I've been playing music with you, Courtney, for nearly half of my life.
That's totally true.
Is that true?
It's almost true.
We've been playing together a long time. And
they are not underage.
I'm 52, and I've been playing with you since I was probably 28.
That's a beautiful thing.
Well, but I said almost.
Okay.
And that's when you said, is that true?
Checking
and I said,
on your math.
I said almost true.
I don't teach rhetoric, but I'm good in math.
But you're engaging in wonderful rhetoric.
Thanks, sweetie. It is pretty amazing that you two are still able to get along well enough to. We're not asking any personal questions.
We rode in the same car today.
I mean, that's fantastic.
We're getting along better than ever, is the truth. We are having a lot of fun together these days. We have a lot of cool projects that we're involved in. And I have to say, recently we had the honor of being inducted into the Oregon Music Hall of Fame.
Oh, my God.
Incredible.
I announced it on this radio station. I was so excited. But then I forgot because my brain doesn't retain much. So.
I know. He was saying that, I was like, oh, I should say that they are in the Music Hall of Fame of Oregon. But... I just wanted to make sure people heard me say it.
Yes.
As well as Courtney. Maybe we can pass it around.
I don't want to be boasting all myself.
Yes.
Well, Courtney, you got to admit, Deke has the voice. So you have the voice of the instrument. Well,
Deke's got a beautiful voice. And now that I know he's a professor of rhetoric, I think I'm going to ask him a bunch of rhetorical questions.
Uh-oh.
Do it. And I won't answer.
But not here, not now. Okay, folks, what's going on is you need to... Oops, do I have a phone number anywhere? Ooh, I already called and made my reservation. What you want to do is give a call to Carruthers. It's the beautiful restaurant on the corner of 12th and... Commercial.
We're just looking up the phone number. Here.
Yes, I know.
You do?
And,
I got it. 503-741-3443. That's 503-741-3443.
That's right. And they do answer. The first time they don't, maybe, but the second time they will. And you can get yourself a reservation. Or if you don't do that and you hear about it from someone else,
Yes.
Then just come on by and join us. And I think it's going to be a gorgeous evening. 6:30, is that?
Yes, correct.
6:30 is the time.
That's when Courtney told us the downbeat would be at 6:30.
Okay, so come a little.
Not 6:29, not 6:31.
We just like that, 6:30. Huh?
No, it was the greatest schedule I've ever received as a singer.
Oh,
to be where I need to be on time. Yeah. So wow. Courtney is now my manager.
Okay.
That's good. That's only 15%.
Yeah, that's easy breezy. Yeah, 15% of 20 bucks. Yeah.
It's going to go far. So.
But if I could also put in a little pitch, we're kind of doing a little bit of an information session too tonight about the upcoming 2020 Astoria Music Festival.
That's a good idea.
And if you go to the homepage of the Astoria Music Festival, which is quite simply astoriamusicfestival.org, and if you look at the top of that section, it says join us for our 18th season. And if you click on that, it shows that our young artists will be here from July 11th to July 28th of 2020.
Oh.
And we're very excited to announce that we will be doing, the young artists will be performing Falstaff, the Verdi opera, with Richard Zeller as the title character of Falstaff.
Nice.
And we are going to have all of our favorites, Alan Glassman,
beautiful,
Mark Clark, Claire Hudkins,
great.
I said Alan and Richard, and they're all going to be here doing master classes. We're way ahead of where we've been in the past couple of years, and so we're really looking forward to having a really tremendous summer.
Give us the date.
The dates of the young artists is going to be the 11th of June. Through the 28th of July.
Oh,
2020.
Ooh, my birthday. Wait, this is like a month and a half.
No, sorry, 28th of June.
Thank you.
What am I talking about? Yes,
that's
we're
going to
have people here for seven years.
I know.
And hopefully get it together to perform.
And then they're
Falstaff.
Going to have wings and fly away. Okay, so you can hear more about the Astoria Music Festival or go to astoriamusicfestival.org. And Deke, of course, is what? Are you still chair of the board?
I'm still helping out, and we're running the music festival, and we're doing it.
And this year, it's really going to happen.
Yep.
And so do stay tuned, folks. And tonight, come and enjoy.
Yes.
And Minta?
Yes.
Just a quick. Oh, I'm out of time.
Mm-hmm. Out of time.
I don't even have. You just have to come to.
Do we have time to say just one iota?
No. Look at the clock.
Oh my goodness, it's almost over time.
Yeah, it's over.
How will we see you unless you see us tonight? Then
that's exactly right. Come tonight to Carruthers, 6:30. Come 6:15 at the latest, so you can get a spot. I need to tell you, North Coast Chamber Orchestra at St. Catharines tonight, and the PAC on Sunday. Peninsula Players are opening. Uh-oh, here comes Christmas. Coaster is opening. Annie. Mm-hmm. NCRD is featuring La Boheme tonight, the Portland Opera to Go. Kala is featuring Will Horniak. Adults, mature audience. Labor Temple, always mature audience. Well, I don't know about mature, but adults. Comedy. Tomorrow, very special event in my heart, is the Clatsop County Historical Society at the Heritage Museum is honoring well-deserved Lisa Penner Research Center and Archives. Come at 2 o'clock and help celebrate one of the most important people in our, and modest people in our town. That's at the Heritage Museum tomorrow at 2. Southwestern.